Okay, let's not mention that 3 week holiday we've just been on too, because the students get funny, don't they?
They do. I don't know why. Yeah, but
I'd want to know my course leaders were having a nice time.
Exactly, and I felt it was really kind of good for our well-being and, you know, understanding of a different sort of international context. Yeah.
Yeah, because we can't be all nice and cheery when they come back in if we've not had, a few weeks in the sun.
Exactly. Well, good sort of couple of months since I was in Seville, so it was, due time to get a bit of top up.
I mean, you're not sober now, but you will be by next Friday.
I should be. It's graduation this afternoon, but yeah, absolutely.
So, shall we do this pod?
Shall we?
Okay, welcome to the PG pod. In this pod, we're going to talk about the pupil progress meeting that all of you will be involved in at the end of this placement. So, Sally, do you want to tell us about the pupil progress meeting and why we do it?
Okay, so I've just been revisiting, as we say, the briefing paper for trainees, and you'll find this in your school-based placement booklet. And there's a really useful section that we actually called What is the Aim of the Pupil Progress Meeting? So it's all about knowing your three focus children, who you will have identified right at the beginning of your placement, knowing them as learners academically and socially. It's a way that you can analyse how your children have made progress during the placement based on the information that you've gained and from the start to where you are now, and also what kinds of assessments you've used to support that progress. What it isn't is sort of a test of how much they have improved, and if they haven't, that you're going to be in trouble. It's not about that, because just as any classroom teacher, we can put in we put in interventions, we respond to those children, but it doesn't always work, and I'm using sort of large commas there. So yeah, but it's very much that those three portraits of you, of those benchmark children that you chose back in September.
Great. And so who will be involved in these meetings?
Okay, well, it will vary depending if you're on the core or the school direct course. For the core students, it will be you, obviously, and your mentor. And it might be that it may well be if there's a visiting linked tutor in school, they would join you, but we're not expecting tutors to come back for that second part of the placement anyway. So it's going to be you and the mentor. And for school direct students, it will be you and your mentor. And there is a possibility that your LITEC or someone from your school direct partnership might join you. It is quite flexible, that. Because it's a great way, of course. What you talk about, the data that you talk about, is just really fabulous evidence for Teacher Standard 2, which I should have said at the beginning, because it's all about pupil progress.
Yeah, and that's the point behind it, really, isn't it?
It's
another opportunity to demonstrate your learning during this placement, your understanding of pupil progress, that connection between planning and assessment, and why you have responded in different way to different children.
Yeah.
And so it informs the final grading, doesn't
Absolutely.
It?
Absolutely. And I think it's worth saying that this is our second year through with this with postgraduates, with our undergraduates. It's been running for 3 years, and it was very much in response to some of the gaps around Teacher Standard 2. It's not that students weren't making a massive impact on pupil progress, but if you drop into someone's lesson and observe it for 20 minutes, hand on heart, could you actually say you saw it happening in that moment? Probably not. So this is a way for you to really showcase that progress over time, which is the actual wording from the Ofsted document. So it's a real opportunity.
So students don't expect to get a grade at the end of this meeting, do they?
They don't.
It will be part of your discussion with your mentor towards the end of your placement about how you graded against each of the teaching standards. And those grades don't relate to just one observation or just this meeting. It's a culmination of your progress over the 6 weeks of assessment.
The 6 weeks of assessment. And I think it's fair to say, School Direct students have been in school since early September. Core have been in since the end of September. And those, they're all part of those 120 days.
Sure, so yeah.
These 6 weeks where it's that formal assessment, as we call it, but it's got to be, it's the bigger picture as well, isn't it? Because your learning and your progress is being monitored from day one. So it's a really holistic view of your training.
Great. So what should I prepare then in preparation for the pupil progress meeting?
Okay, well, hopefully over the week, well, obviously you've identified your three focus children, and over quite a long period of time now, you've been gathering information about those three children in a range of different ways. So it may have been a maths intervention which you have carried out with all three children. You've looked at their starting point in terms of when you first encountered them, and the impact of an intervention in particular of the maths curriculum, for example, and then the impact that that might have had. And that might be, if you like, a piece of the data that you come and share and talk about the three children. It may be equally, and that could apply to any area of the curriculum, and the kind of wider you can take it, the better, because obviously it isn't just about maths and English, is it?
Because it might be that you talk about some work that you did or a particular intervention with a group of children, and your focus child
Absolutely.
Is within that.
Yes.
So it could
be
that you designed something specifically to meet the needs of a group of children in a specific area.
Yeah, totally. And of course, the whole idea of the three focus children is that, you know, they provide you with benchmarks so that particularly in your second block, therefore you're able to have a sense that they are, if you like, representative of your class as a whole, and that supports your whole class planning. So the idea it rolls out into whole class teaching. So absolutely, these activities can be undertaken with other children as well as your focus children. And I just think I mentioned at the top of the interview, we're talking about know your children academically and socially. So, you know, it may well be just little, you know, informal interviews, chats you've had with those children about, you know, what they enjoy, their hobbies, what they do outside school, building that picture of the whole child, which, we know that's totally grounded in good practice and the kind of teacher I'm sure that everybody wants to be, to really know those children beyond the school walls as well.
So if I probably the best place to start is looking at the briefing paper in the placement booklet, mm-hmm. and having a look through some of the questions that are bullet pointed in there. So when you think about your placement and how you've, the first point says challenge higher achievers. It might be that you consider one of your focus children or a group of children that you've worked with. Mm-hmm. You maybe bring a sample of their work in. Mm-hmm. So in terms of preparation, I would look through those bullet points.
Absolutely.
Collect up either some photocopies of some children's work, or bring some books in that just sort of support my discussion. But I would make notes. Just general notes around some of these bullet points, so I've got something to rely on, but
something tangible to talk about as well.
Yeah.
I mean, have you sat in pupil progress meetings last year, presumably?
And I think the tricky thing is that they all look a bit different, and it's quite an organic discussion, isn't it? You're not exactly sure where it goes. There's no set of questions, but time goes very quickly, and it's just a case of saying, you know, can you tell me about this child, which will lead on to another question naturally, and then another one. So if you've got a few different resources that you can call on to say, well, this is how I know, or this is what I saw, and this is why I did what I did, then I think that's quite helpful.